Well, for a response, we're joined now by the Finance Minister, Penny Wong, in the breakfast studio. Minister, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Will you match this company tax cut?
We don't think it's a good thing for Australians to have a company tax cut that's funded by an increased cost of living for Australian families, either through increasing the goods and services tax or hacking into health and education and jobs, which is the only way Tony Abbott can afford this company tax cut.
Well, we haven't seen yet how it will be paid for, but I understand the Coalition is promising to provide all those costings. We were speaking with economist Saul Eslake earlier, who told us a company tax cut will be good for business confidence.
Well, let's remember what this tax cut is all about. It's offsetting a company tax hike that Tony Abbott wants to put in place to fund a Rolls-Royce paid parental leave
scheme.
Yes,
but that's only going to affect 3,200 businesses.
It's going to affect a lot of businesses in this country. And the reality is it's a Rolls-Royce scheme that's not even supported by members of his own party or the Coalition. We've seen today reports that the National Party is opposed to this. So goodness knows how he would actually deliver it. I'm a supporter of paid parental leave. That's why Labor has put in place a scheme. 300,000 families are already benefiting from that, as well as increases to the childcare rebate. But let's understand, if Tony Abbott's going to fund this sort of tax cut, the only way he can do it is by jacking up cost of living pressures on Australian families.
Well, we'll see how he do it. It's hard, though, for you to argue in an election campaign and tell voters, well, we don't actually support a roll gold scheme. We support a scheme that's a paid parental scheme that's less generous than the one Tony Abbott's offering, and nor do we support tax cuts for businesses, even though, yes, businesses would welcome that and that might boost business confidence. How do you argue that those are good things?
Well, first on the families issue, we've already put in place Australia's first paid parental leave scheme. People are already benefiting from that.
But
because I don't think that it's a good thing to be cutting into other services to fund a Rolls-Royce scheme. We've increased the childcare rebate. And of course, the first announcement of this campaign was an increase to the outside school hours care to make sure we can fund more places and more services which families need. But on the point about the company tax cut, I again say this is all about Tony Abbott offsetting the cost of his own scheme. And you say, how can we know how it's going to be funded? Well, I can tell you, as the finance minister who's had to put the economic statement together with the treasurer, there aren't any easy savings out there. We know that the Coalition has to find $70 billion worth of cuts to make their promises add up. There's only a number of ways Tony Abbott can fund this, and that none of them are good for Australian households.
So your message, your response to this is it's unaffordable.
I'm saying he'd have to cut even harder into jobs, health, education, or jack up the goods and services tax.
As the former Prime Minister Julia Gillard used to say, budgets are all about priorities, and presumably Tony Abbott will have different priorities to a Labor government,
sure,
should he win. But in 2010, the Labor government thought a cut to company tax rate was a good idea. The then Treasurer Wayne Swan promised a 2% cut to company taxes, saying it will provide, and I'm quoting here, a strong cash flow boost for many small business companies. He thought it was affordable and good for the economy.
And the budget situation and the global economy obviously is softer than we would have hoped at that time. But you have to deal with the economic circumstances. We've laid out our plan and we've laid out our budget bottom line. I think one of the more extraordinary things in this campaign that hasn't had a lot of attention yet is Joe Hockey telling Australians he's actually not going to put out his budget bottom line.
I was just getting to that because you said that's an extraordinary proposition
from a shadow treasurer.
On Friday, you laid out your economic plan, as you say, the updated plan. Tony Abbott is promising and has promised again yesterday, as did Joe Hockey, that the Coalition will give out all their election promises and costings and how they're going to pay for them, that they will be very clear in this campaign, but he's not accepting the Treasury and the government's budget starting line because it keeps changing.
Well, the Treasury is the one that provides the advice, and Tony Abbott and Joe Hockey can't simply wish away the economic circumstances and use that as an excuse to hide their cuts from the Australian Australian people. If Joe Hockey and Tony Abbott do not put out a budget bottom line, Australians will know that they are hiding the level of cuts that they would make were they to win. That is the only reason they would not put the budget bottom line out. Now, they can say, oh, we don't trust Treasury. Well, Treasury are the people who would give them these numbers were they in government. This is just an excuse to hide their cuts and their plans from the Australian people.
But they say they won't be hiding them. They will be publishing the list of the costs of their promises and how they will pay for those promises. That will include those cuts. If it doesn't, they won't add up.
Well, but he's made the, well, let's wait and see. They've also said they won't publish the bottom line. That's how you make it add up. And you don't know how much more you've got to cut unless you show the budget bottom line. I mean, Joe Hockey's out there saying we want a bigger surplus. We want more surpluses. Labor hasn't delivered a surplus yet. Well, I can tell you, particularly in these economic circumstances, if you're going to cut company tax, if you're going to fund the promises they've made, you're looking at $70 billion worth of cuts, and that's going to hit Australian families very hard.
That $70 billion, I don't want to get too sidetracked by it, but one of the fact-checking agencies operating in this election yesterday said your $70 billion calculation in terms of the coalition's black hole, it's the allegation you make all the time, is wrong. Well, it's not $70 billion. It may be something less than $50 billion.
Well, $50 billion, still a pretty big figure. Well, it's still a pretty big figure. The $70 billion figure was put on the table by no less than Joe Hockey and Andrew Robb.
That was last election campaign.
No. This is since the last election.
Well, a long time ago.
Come on, Fran.
How long ago was it? It was close to two and a half, three years ago.
In this term of government, Joe Hockey has said this is the level of cuts we would make. Now, they've run away from that 100 miles an hour.
Well, and the economy has changed a lot since then.
Correct, which means you probably have to make more cuts if you're going to deliver the promises that they're making.
The coalition says, as I've said before, it'll give the costings, it'll give the offsets. Joe Hockey says it won't be hard to do the arithmetic. Saul Eslake agreed with him this morning on breakfast. He told us it won't be hard to plug those numbers into what we know of the Treasury forecast. So therefore, it will be obvious to all, I'm sure you'll do the arithmetic first thing, when the coalition is promising to get back into surplus. That's what's missing here, right?
Well, let's see what Joe Hockey is prepared to do. Because until now, what we have seen from Abbott and Hockey is a continued refusal to be upfront with Australians about what their real plans are, and their plans don't add up. The only way they add up is if they're going to, as I said, either jack up the goods and services tax, increase cost of living for Australian households, or cut jobs, health and education.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 7:45, and our guest this morning is the Finance Minister, Penny Wong. Penny Wong is also the spokesperson for the ALP during this election campaign. But Minister, stay just for a moment with matters of your portfolio. A rate cut announced yesterday will be welcomed by millions of Australians, to be sure, but it is also a recognition our economy is slowing.
I had to say it was interesting, wasn't it, watching Joe Hockey run around yesterday telling everybody a rate cut was a bad thing. It's the only cut the Liberals don't like, apparently, is a cut to the interest rates that Australian households are paying.
But both things can be true. Well, good for households and a sign that the economy is slowing, is in trouble.
And the RBA itself said that global growth is slowing in their statement associated with the interest rate cut. But let's keep this in perspective. And I know Joe and Tony like to talk down the economy and create a sense of crisis. We're an economy that has grown 14% since 2007. That's substantially more than economies like the United States.
Yes, so, they're not growing anything like that now.
Oh, no. And 14% in that time. And we're looking at slightly lower growth for this financial year, which is why the government made the decisions it's made, not to cut hard in this year because that would lead to bad outcomes in terms of employment and growth. So that's why we're steering the course that we're steering. We've created together nearly a million jobs at a time that 28 million people have lost their jobs worldwide. So I know that the Liberals want to continue to trash talk the Australian economy. Let's keep it in perspective. As the RBA said, we are seeing global growth slower. It's a good thing that we're seeing interest rates cut, but certainly for families, but if the coalition think that there's a better economic plan, they should tell people what it is.
Well, the coalition say a better economic plan would be to have unemployment going in the right direction, not the wrong direction. Your own economic plan says unemployment is heading up to over 6%, hasn't been at that level for more than 10 years. The fact is we've got the RBA cutting to below emergency interest rate levels, which was a term used by Labor in recent years, because it's an emergency situation.
That's not correct. That's not a sensible analysis of it. And I'd invite you to read what Glenn Stevens said about why the rate cut was appropriate. But look, there is no doubt we are going through an economic transition, and that's having an effect on our economy. So the question is, how do you manage that? And we're saying, well, you manage it by managing the budget in the way we're doing, by not inflicting deep cuts on the Australian economy, because that would jack up unemployment and lower growth. What is Tony Abbott's plan? It is more cuts, which is only bad when it comes to unemployment and only bad when it's come to when it comes to growth.
And just before I leave the economy, this is a $5 billion promise Tony Abbott is making today. This will probably be the most expensive pledge offered in this campaign. The fact is, you've got no money left in the coffers because of other spending programs and priorities the government has made. You won't be having any big spending promises from now on, will you?
Well, we are taking a responsible approach to this election campaign. So when you say, well, you're not prepared to spend the money because you're spending on other things, we are making sure that we run a sensible budget position, which puts us in stark contrast to the opposition, who continue to hide their true plans.
And we have been requesting a response from one of the opposition's financial shadows this morning. We've just been told we'll be joined by the Shadow Finance Minister, Andrew Robb, after 8:15.
Well, you could ask Mr. Robb whether the $70 billion he put on the table is still the case.
Senator Wong, on another issue, is the government at war with News Limited?
No. I mean, my view is, as the PM said, it's a free press. It's people are entitled to write what they wish. We're also entitled to disagree with it. And I think, the Daily Telegraph front page a couple of days ago was not what you'd call subtle. That's up to them. They can put that out there. But we're entitled to say that we don't agree with the position that's being put.
Is it wise, though, for the Prime Minister to be wading in quite as much as he is? Kevin Rudd said yesterday it's clear Rupert Murdoch doesn't like him and, quote, would like to get his mate Mr. Abbott in. Is it good to be sidetracked in an election campaign by this kind of thing?
Well, I don't know if you follow Mr. Murdoch on Twitter. It was really interesting during the US election to see how upfront he was about his support for Mitt Romney and his dislike or his opposition to President Obama. Those are his views. He's on the public record. He's entitled to that. He's also put his views on the public record about the government and about the opposition. It's quite clear he is supporting them. I don't have a problem with that. I think he's a US citizen now, but he's entitled to have his view on politics.
As a finance minister, do you agree that the NBN would be a competitor for News? News Limited has since put out an issue because the suggestion was they were going hard against the Labor government because they don't want the NBN. That will be a competitor for Foxtel, partly owned by News. News has since put out a statement saying, well, that's not true. We welcome the NBN. It'd be good for us. What's your analysis of the business case here?
Well, I'm pleased that they're welcoming the NBN, and we certainly think the National Broadband Network is a key and critical infrastructure for the 21st century, and it also is a platform for competition, and competition, whether it's with Foxtel or with any other service provider using the network, is a good thing for consumers.
And Penny Wong, just finally, a story front page of The Australian today suggests concerns are being raised within the Labor camp about the presidential campaign style being run by Kevin Rudd. The strength of his personal popularity is exaggerated, is apparently one of the fears. What's your response to that?
Oh, I think, we're very pleased with how the campaign started, and I think the more people are focusing on this election campaign, the more they're focusing on the prospect of Tony Abbott as Prime Minister, and there are very few people who think that's a wonderful thing. And so I think the more we focus on the prospect of what the Liberals would actually do, even though they don't want to tell people, I think that's a good thing.
And this campaign, the start of this campaign for Labor, how do you feel that the contest is proceeding?
We feel very positive. As the Prime Minister said, though, we are the underdog in this. We're starting from behind. They've got a massive war chest money to throw at this campaign, and they start ahead. But we're in the contest.
Penny Wong, thank you very much for joining us.
Good to speak with you.
Finance Minister Penny Wong. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8 minutes to 8:00.